corner.
Good morning, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Whichever it is where you are, you never can tell, really. So, but it is a wonderful morning here in Canton, Ohio. The sun is blindingly bright, and it's equally as cold. I think it's hovering around 4 or 6 degrees around here. School is out again. It's been nearly a week of weather-related cancellations. So it won't be long. Everybody's going to start getting, shall we say,
cabin fever.
Yes,
that's right.
There we go. Right. So I hope you're doing well and keeping warm all over the world. And Jan's sister teases us from Florida. She says, it's 70, it's this and that.
Yesterday it was 82.
Oh, my gosh. How could it be so warm?
And she's
down
growing
there?
Green beans and squash and tomatoes, and it's just weird. I mean, she grew them up here in the summer, and now she's down there for the winter, and she's continuing.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, the great scriptures tell us not to lust and not to covet, so.
I don't covet the heat, so. I don't get a bit upset when she tells me she's having hot weather.
Yeah. It's tempting to say, oh, just go back into your sunshine and keep it to yourself, but we don't do that, do we?
No.
Well, we have, don't forget, I still want you to call. I still want you to call or write to me. You may not be hearing this show live. We're currently not doing a live show, but you can pretend it's live. You can call the station right now, and you can call. What is that number?
888-627-6008. Where's that jingle you have for that number, honey?
Well, let's see if I can think of it. 888-627-6008. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. 627-6008.
Or they can send you an email.
Yeah.
Give them your email address.
And either way, I'm going to get it because.
Is it Steve Dallas?
Steve Dallas Piano.
At
gmail.com. Can't get any easier than that.
Right.
And Gmail is the one I don't use much anymore, or I don't use it for my main email, so it won't get lost.
Exactly.
So please do that. Well, we have a, be sure to include the reason, maybe some human interest details, who this song is you want to be played for, whether it's you or someone else, a dedication. And why you love the song, and, you know, just to make things interesting. Okay, well, we sort of have we're developing some routines in this program, and we'll start out with a little classic, one of those chestnuts that we don't hear much anymore, but I guess that's part of the reason why I'm doing this, so we can keep some of these nice little songs alive. Here's Minuet by Paderewski.
Thank you.
That's right. Lovely.
Thank you, darling.
Beautiful.
It must be the sunshine. It must be the sunshine.
It has to be.
Yeah. Put my microphone up a little bit. There we go. All right. I have a working list of lots of songs I want to do in the next few months and practice them a little at a day, you know, a little at a time. And I'm working on the March of the Dwarfs by Evard Grieg. And I'm trying to get Kitten on the Keys down by Zez Confrey. That's a challenging little piece. He's got a whole list of novelty pieces that he wrote back in the 40s. So, it just gives me a little impetus and guidance for practice. So, anyway, Frank Sinatra has been a great singing force in the world, and we miss his music. Well, we don't really miss it because they play it all the time. But here's one of his hits called Strangers in the Night. It reminds me of what's happening right now. I've got a lot of strangers out there in cyberspace. I wish I knew who you were. I wish I could see your face. Well, maybe someday when my third eye opens, I will be able to see you. We'll see what happens. But here's Strangers in the Night, and you make sure and write to me. First hello. Maybe not exactly, huh?
What you mean our first, you mean first meeting?
Well, whatever.
I do remember it. I was like 16 years old.
Yeah, you're the You're the great storyteller.
Yeah, I think I told the story the last time, darling.
Yeah.
I fell in love with that man at first sight.
Did I tell her? Did I tell him about the first kiss in the parking lot?
No.
All right. Well, that's important.
Well, you tell it.
Well, I snuck a first kiss out in the parking lot.
I was thrilled.
I think my dad might have been watching out the window, too.
Oh, gee whiz.
I kind of got scolded when I got back in church. You be careful with Janice. So, I'm still trying to be careful with Janice.
Yeah, but you went your separate ways, and I went mine, and we didn't meet back up again until 35 years later.
I know.
A whole lifetime. Yeah. But here we are, together.
Yep.
Now I can really write my name, Mrs. Stephen Alexander Dallas.
Yeah, you used to write it on...
in my notebooks at school.
Yeah.
In my papers.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about intention. Now, there's a lesson for you, everybody. Oh, boy.
Just reached across time.
My dad always used to say, be careful what you pray for. You might get it.
It took a long time of prayers, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of great music written in the past 50 years, and here's one by, this is even longer than 50 years, Stardust by Hoagie Carmichael. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a beautiful song. And I'm including the verse in this, too, because it's a great piece of music. And now across the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. Thank God we're not.
Yes.
You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. I had another request from someone in my choir, from Ronnie, and that's a girl.
That's right.
And
very sweet lady.
She said, would you sing that song about up in the attic? And I said, what song is that? And then it finally came to me. At Christmas time, we sang this wonderful Amy Grant song called Heirlooms, and it's sort of a Christmas song, but it doesn't have to be exactly, because if you have an attic, this song is about you.
Well, then that can't be me.
You didn't have an attic, did you?
No, we didn't have an attic and a basement, and I'm glad. I was afraid of them. I still I don't like attics or basements.
Mm-hmm.
I hate going. I don't know why. I've just always been that way. Maybe something from another life. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, we had one, and we had the. We had the famous musty, stinky, dirty, dangerous attic. You had to be careful once you got up there that you didn't fall back in the hole, you know, that where the stairs were.
Mm-hmm.
But up there, there were chests and Dad's old college books. Dad's chest with his Army paraphernalia. Not Army, Air Force.
Right.
That's right. He was a pilot. He was a B-17G pilot. And I remember the first time I went to a display and saw B-17 and crawled up in it. And I was amazed at how little it was.
And how thin.
Yeah.
No insulation.
You wrap on the bare metal there, and there it was.
Mm-hmm.
So he got shot down. He was actually a war hero.
Yeah.
And if Dad's listening now, we want to thank you, Dad, and all the war veterans for helping to preserve the freedom that we now enjoy in the United States of America. I know a lot of people have kind of given up on the United States of America, but we shouldn't. We need to keep praying, keep good intentions, keep cultivating our best ideals, and preserving those values that made America great. So, anyway, here's Heirloom's beautiful piece. Up in the attic, down on my knees, lifetime of boxes, timeless to me. Letters and photographs, yellow with years. Some bringing laughter, some bringing tears. Time never changes the memories, the faces of loved ones who bring to me all that I come from, and all that I live for, and all that I'm going to be. My precious family is more than an heirloom to me. Changes the memories, the faces of loved ones who bring to me all that I come from, and all that I live for, and all that I'm going to be. My precious family is more than to me. All right. Well, that went out to Ronnie. And Ronnie, you don't have to come to choir tonight. No, we canceled it. It's too cold. So I imagine a lot of you are sitting around tonight doing stuff you haven't done for a while. Anyway. Yesterday I had a bride over, and I do this every now and again, have a consultation with the bride, and usually her mother or fiance, whatever it is, and she came over, and we planned her wedding. And I hauled out my collection of processionals, and here's one that caught her ear, and I don't do it too often, and it's called the Hornpipe by Handel. Of course, every experienced organist may know it. But there is a little bit of confusion over this hornpipe. I know for years I thought that this was the hornpipe. By Handel, that is. But actually, that's Allegro Maestoso by Handel. And the piece titled Hornpipe goes like such, and I'm going to play it for you, and I think you'll enjoy it. It certainly caught her ear. Hornpipe by Handel. Isn't that cool?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah.
My favorite, though, still, I think will be for all times, Here Comes the Bride.
Here Comes the Bride.
There's just something, I don't know, it just, for me, makes it complete. Yeah, I love that baby.
Did you have this at your wedding?
Yeah. Clara played it.
Hi, Clara.
Clara Shrey. All-time favorite person.
Yep. That's from the great opera by Wagner, Lohengrin. So, anyway, long live all the great music of the world. The hornpipe was from water music, incidentally, for all you music majors. That would mean something to you. All right. Let's see what we got coming down the pike here. Oh, of course. We've had some pretty good gigs with Timeless, our jazz band, and this is in our book of, and we're going to sing it for you. It's called Sentimental Journey. And well, if you do an old-time sing-along, this one always comes up. I do a lot of nursing homes, and it's hard to escape this one. Jan's going to join me on it, though.
Gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my mind at ease. Gonna take a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, I got my reservations. Spent each time I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. anticipation. I long to hear that all aboard seven. That's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey home.
Well, when you go home, I should say specifically, it's quite far, clear down to Georgia.
Yeah, right. I love Georgia.
We wish we could get on a train and do that.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Yep.
I go visit Mom and my brother, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he lives out in the sticks, doesn't he?
Oh, I'll say. Out in Martin, Georgia.
He goes hunting in his own front yard.
Yep. He does. He catches deer on his own front yard.
Yeah. All right, go.
Seven. That's the time we leave. Seven, I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home, sentimental journey home.
All right.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep. Well, I haven't done any Billy Joel since I've been broadcasting, and this is one of my favorite ones. It's called Just the Way You Are. And the odd thing about this, I dug out the sheet on this, and clear where the title should be, it has the key of B flat. Then in parentheses, it has Splendor by Elizabeth Arden.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, yeah. That's my favorite. Well, that's actually your favorite perfume for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
He's very picky and choosy about perfumes that I wear. So I had to get rid of all my fancy, wonderful colognes and perfumes because I would try to sneak something different on. He'll say, "What is that you're wearing?" And I thought, oh, gee whiz. he's like, "I don't like it." So that's the one he likes, and I've been wearing it now for 12 years. So it is a pretty scent.
So maybe it's related to the song. Don't go changing.
I can't even push it past you. I mean, I try. It just doesn't work.
Couldn't get any better than Splendor, I guess. Well, thanks, Billy Joel, for a great song, and here we go. Don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in time of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you will always be that same old someone that I knew. What will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, and that's forever. And this I promise from the heart. I could not love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Yeah, darling, I love you just the way you are.
Ditto.
With or without perfume.
No, ditto reminds me, our granddaughters were over yesterday, and Josie, the oldest one, she had never seen the movie Ghost. I said, what, you've got to be kidding me. An all-time favorite love story, sad, very sad.
But, oh, yeah.
Anyway, she watched it, and she was near tears. But that ditto, he never did say he loved her, but when she'd say, I love you, he'd say, ditto. And she didn't think he really loved her because he never said, I love you.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I say it all the time. She says, no, you say ditto, and it's not the same thing. So at the very end of the movie, when he got killed, and so his ghost was still around, and he was murdered by his partner at work, and he said, I love you, before he went on up. They were coming to get him.
Oh.
It was so sweet. Sad movie, but, yeah, you know, still sweet.
Yeah, yeah. They got to start it on a whole line of Patrick Swayze movies, didn't it?
Yeah, I love Patrick Swayze. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Just so sad that he passed on. And we watched Roadhouse. That was a bit too much for the girls.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I like it when that mean guy gets knocked off at the end.
I know. That Ben Gazzara. I mean, he just died, I think, less than
a
year ago. Yeah. Yeah. He always, I found it interesting when I was reading about him that from the age of 12, he was raised in New York on the East Side, Lower East Side. And he'd skip school to go watch movies.
Really?
And he had such a deep voice, even at 12 years old. He was noted for his deep voice.
I see.
Also for his mean parts.
Yeah.
But the music in Roadhouse, I love the music in Roadhouse. It's probably the only movie I have ever really watched that I enjoyed the music throughout from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Well, speaking of great music, I got a song right in front of me here called If That Isn't Love. And that was written by Dottie Rambo. And she's now passed over into paradise. I presume she would be.
Yes.
You know, if anyone... It's in paradise. Now, Dottie Rambo is.
Ronnie wanted this song. This was a request of Ronnie's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe I gave her that CD that we made, and it was called If That Isn't Love, and she loved it, so she'd like to hear this song.
Right, right. The splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny, 'twas a lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that dry, there's no star in the
sky, and the sparrow can't fly if that isn't love. Then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. Spoke with love and compassion, then he took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry, there's no stars in the sky. And the sparrow can't fly if that isn't love. Then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this.
We've introduced quite a few of Dottie Rambo's songs to St. Joan of Arc, haven't we?
Oh, we have. And there's not a one of them that is not just great.
Yeah. I wonder what that buzz is. Come on.
I don't know,
anytime.
It just started. Okay.
There, I found that. Stepped on something and everything went haywire. Great.
Well, it's live of sorts. I know, I'm thinking like things happen like in a regular studio. They can just stop and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we have a slight advantage here. We were making our tape and just put it on pause a moment. So it took us 1 minute flat to fix it, so I don't think we lost any momentum. Anyway, I would like to replay a fun song that I learned for Deborah at BBS Radio. We really appreciate the way BBS Radio helps us and encourages us, and they put us on a little more high traffic time here, and we're hoping a lot more potential friends will hear us and give us a call and write me at Steve Dallas Piano. That's easy to remember. Steve Dallas Piano. STEVEDALLASPIANO at gmail.com. Nothing can be easier than that. Or you can always call the station at any time, and they will forward your message to me by way of email or even a telephone call. They're so great over there. So, you can also call
888-627-6008.
Oh, how could I forget that? I wrote the music to it. 6276008. All right. But anyway, I first learned this piece for Deborah, and it's called Waltz for Debbie, and she introduced me to the music of Bill Evans. Bill Evans was a jazz artist, and this piece is called Waltz for Debbie, and I've grown to really like it. So here it is again. Thank you. course, that is just the theme. And from that point on, Bill Evans proceeds to create what I deem professional magic and his jazz fingers. So I have in mind learning more of his music. So thanks again, Deborah. And thanks, Doug, for all your work. And we're looking forward to having lots of calls and emails from all you out there with your requests. I know it seems like I do a lot of old music. Probably some of you might be thinking, you're a little bit out of date with this group out here, Dallas. Well, that's all right. I mean, I learn good songs when people call and ask me to learn them. I know I'd be kind of lost without my granddaughters suggesting this and that. I found out about Jason Mraz this year and Sarah Bareilles and all lots of artists I would have never in a million years heard, because I really don't have time to listen to the radio a lot, so I rely on my friends. And another reason for you to call, you might have someone out there that has an anniversary, maybe yourself, maybe your spouse, we want to hear about your anniversary, how many years and all the good years you've had. I just want to whet your appetite just to inspire you to call me. I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm going to tease you. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, the word wasn't said. The world was in bloom. Hey, how's that for a metaphor? So you call me, and I'll complete the song for you. That'll be fun.
It's called the anniversary song.
The anniversary song. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most famous anniversary song in the world. And I have
here,
another.
Sorry, darling. I thought you wrote that song.
Darling, how old do you think I am?
Well,
I intend to live till I'm 250, but.
Well, you're doing a good job. You look great, baby.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I did write my own happy anniversary song.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of times I write a song and you don't even hear it till I made an arrangement for my band and the whole bit, right?
Right, darling.
That's bad. For as much as you love music, I should play everything for you.
You should. He has done some beautiful compositions for the church, and he's taking scriptures and put songs to it. And I remember the first time I heard it, was it Psalms 30?
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely blew away. I was sobbing. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever heard. I'm like, he says, I wrote that. I go, no, you didn't. He said he did. I'm like, I had never heard it.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful, and it is beautiful.
I wrote that one when I was at Lester Sumrall's.
Uh-huh.
My weekly chores at St. Joan of Arc, of course, they sing the psalms every week, so I'm always writing a psalm, you know. I'm to the place after 20 years where I'm doing mostly repeats, but every once in a while I write a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, here's the happy anniversary song that I wrote. Happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. Just wanted to say the pleasure's been mine from the start. Happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. I love you, happy anniversary. Just wanted to say we've had a lot of good years together, and my love for you is wonderfully new. It's just like the day we first met. I'm still crazy for you. Happy anniversary.
Wow, isn't that cute? That reminds me of a scripture, honey.
Really?
Lamentations 3:5, where it says his mercies are new every morning. And your song said your love is new all the time.
Well, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's darling.
That's cool. It reminded me of Madonna singing Crazy for You.
Oh, really? Madonna. Oh, Madonna, Madonna.
Yes. Many of you may remember that several weeks ago I gave a dedication to my choir leader in college, Myron Tweed, who passed away recently. And we were privileged to talk to Pauline Tweed, his wife, and we attempted to sing a song over the air. It didn't work out too well because we found out afterwards that it is an inherent delay with people who call with me. So I'm hearing them about at least 3 full seconds after I play a song. After I play a note, it's coming back to me about 3 seconds later. So that made it virtually impossible to do a decent job on a song. But anyway, it was lovely that that we tried, Mrs. Tweed. And I maybe took a lesson or two from you at The Voice. You're an accomplished singer. And one of the things I remember, the songs that you sang, was the Italian Street Song. And I have sung it ever since all those years. Learned it on my accordion, especially after I started the accordion. And I'd like to dedicate this to you, Pauline. Ah, my heart is back in Napoli. Near Napoli. And I seem to hear again in dreams, her revelry, her sweet revelry. The mandolinas playing sweet, the pleasant fall of dancing feet. Could I return, O joy complete? Napoli, Napoli, Napoli. I sang an octave lower, was actually a high C, which Pauline Tweed thrilled us all as she sang that nice high C. So that was great. Well, we only have a few minutes to go yet, and we hope even at this late time you'll consider just going to your computer and jotting out for us the name of your favorite song. Let me dig it out or learn it, whatever it takes. I'd be happy to meet you, so please do that. I know it's about bedtime for most of you listening out there, so I'd like to sign off singing this one tonight.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Somewhere it is, I guess.
Baby, I just can't stay awake. Well, I hate to leave you, baby, and I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night. I hate to leave you, but I really must say good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night, darling.